Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy last day of November. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and in the HCSB, and this is what it says. It is widely reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and the kind of sexual immorality that is not even tolerated among the Gentiles. A man is living with his father's wife, and you are inflated with pride instead of filled with grief, so that he who has committed this act might be removed from your congregation. For though I am absent in body but present in spirit, I have already decided about the one who has done this thing as though I were present. When you are assembled in the name of our Lord Jesus with my spirit and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, turn that one over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast permeates the whole batch of dough? Clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch. You are indeed unleavened for Christ. Our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us observe the feast not with old yeast or with the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote you in a letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. I did not mean the immoral people of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters, otherwise you would have to leave the world. But now I am writing you not to associate with anyone who claims to be a believer who is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or verbally abusive, a drunkard or a swindler. Don't even eat with such a person. For what business is it of mine to judge outsiders? Don't you judge those who are inside? But God judges outsiders. Put away the evil person from among yourselves. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this picture and this snapshot of church discipline and of sin and what needs to be done. And Lord, this has been really helpful for me, particularly when, and I won't go into detail, but particularly when I've been in ministry and I have encountered someone who says the name of Jesus but acts completely opposite. And it's a huge conundrum, and I don't know how to walk through it half the time. And it's very confusing because I think, well, they not only say they love Jesus, but they're leading and they're, you know, doing ministry, and yet they have these lifestyles of immorality. And Lord, your scripture says, don't even eat with such a person. It doesn't say that we shouldn't eat with people like that outside the church, because that's, as he said, you'd have to just not have friends with anyone. But within the church, if there are hypocrites, blatant hypocrites, who act one way and say another, then we are to not even eat with such of folks like that. So Lord, just give us discernment what that means in our personal lives today and the people that we're associating with now. And also to balance that with Matthew 18 of when there is someone in a sin, to go to them privately and talk to them. And then if they don't hear it, to bring someone else and then continue the process. But Lord, help us in this day of doing things by text, help us to get back to that place of actually talking to human beings face to face. And I know we have to do that with masks these days, but it is still important that we see each other's expressions, that we interact with human beings on a human being level and not just in a quick, easy text where there is no body language, where there is no empathy in the voice. So Lord, help us to re-engage with our lives, to re-engage with the people in our lives, and not to take the easy way out by just sending texts. Instead, Lord, help us to pick up the phone or the FaceTime or whatever it is that we need to do, or maybe go to a park and take a walk with a friend and talk it out. Lord, thank you that there's an example here in the Corinthian church of something egregious and how to walk through it and what to do. And thank you that, you know, every church everywhere in the whole wide world is going to have problems like this. It didn't seem to take you by surprise. Paul was very matter of fact about it and just gave us kind of the steps of what to do. So we should also not be surprised when there are conflicts in our churches, when there are problems, when there are predators disguised as priests. We should be not surprised, but we should, or pastors or youth pastors or whatever it is, we should not be surprised. But we should also take action. And so, Lord, help us to be a people who understand your holiness and understand how important it is for your body to reflect that holiness. And Lord, of course, we examine ourselves first before we examine anybody else. And Lord, we ask you to search our hearts and know us and know if there's been any hurtful way, according to Psalm 139. So we just pray for that today. Just expose our own hearts first before we begin to like take out the log out of someone else's eye. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the book Remarkable Advent by Shauna Lettler. And you can get a sampler of this at remarkableadvent.com. It's a daily devotional that retells the Christian story in a fresh way. And it's designed to be read during Advent or through the first 25 days of December. And each reading that she has created includes a scripture, a story, a reflection, and a prayer. And you can get it wherever books are sold. Again, you can just go to remarkableadvent.com to learn a lot more about the book, and you can get it either physical or e, and you can get your download of a little sampler of that book and experience a little bit of that with your family. Because I know if you're like me, I tend to the holidays go by so fast that I forget to slow down and rest and really take into mind, what does Advent mean? What does it mean, Emmanuel, God with us? And so Shauna Lettler has provided us a resource for our families. And again, you can get the sampler at remarkableadvent.com. Shauna, thanks so much for sponsoring the podcast. And if you're interested in sponsoring the podcast as well, you can send an email to newsletter@marydemuth.com.